Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we ride pretty horses along the River Wyless.
Jim, what are you talking about?
Oh, sorry. I think that was in last night's fever dream. Implying that that right. happened regularly. All right, how are you guys holding up?
We're doing okay.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Early in the week, Sam's here. I'm feeling good.
Sam is here.
Mm-hmm.
Intern Sam, Sam Lisker, thanks for joining us this week.
Happy to be here.
And yesterday we were talking about some new music that you have discovered,
yep.
right, Patrick?
Yep.
And so now it's my turn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam's going to chime in with a song.
I can't wait. Again.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
All right. And before we do that, we haven't done this in a little while.
This is exciting.
You know, it's the year of free stuff.
It is the year of free stuff.
On Rockin' the Suburbs. And some people will actually help out with this
effort.
Including, we have a package here from Paul Trapp.
Yes. I like that he wrote Attention Rockin' the Suburbs.
In Omaha, Nebraska. And I don't open these before we come on mic,
which
right?
is incredible. This is a true unboxing here.
Yeah, maybe we should start doing video of these.
Yeah.
We tried to do that before.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do
My this. Hand was very shaky. It didn't work out.
Opening
well.
The package.
Okay, opening it
from
up.
Paul.
It's in a hole.
Here's a collector's edition DVD of the movie Sid and Nancy.
Oh my goodness.
That's great.
Here is a DVD of The Filth and the Fury.
Oh wow.
The Sex Pistols documentary.
Pistols film. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, people clean out their basements.
This is beautiful.
They send us stuff,
this is
right?
fantastic.
A DVD of Stop
oh, wow.
Making Sense.
Sam, have you ever seen it? Stop Making Sense.
No, I
oh,
haven't.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like
do you
I
have a DVD
to.
Player?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I promise.
Borrow
You've
that.
You've got to watch
it's,
that.
It's like the greatest concert film.
Oh, my God. It may be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like between that and The Last Waltz,
yeah,
I'd say, are
so.
Probably the top two.
Oh, yeah. I have to see this.
What is this? I think I've heard of this. Linda. Do you know about this?
I don't.
It's another DVD.
No. Mm-mm. I think our friend Mark Jenkins, when we had him on for the Velvet Underground, was talking about
Somebody
this,
was
wasn't
talking
he?
About
yeah,
this.
I think he was.
Linda. Only 3 days before their high school festival,
yeah.
guitarist Key, drummer Koyo, and bassist Nozomi are forced to recruit a new lead vocalist for their band. They chose Korean exchange student Son, though her comprehension of Japanese is a bit rough. So it's a Japanese
Sounds
film
fantastic.
About... these girls who have a band,
yeah,
right?
And they're all in their like school uniforms. They're on the front with the electric guitar. This looks great. Who wants to watch that first? Linda.
I'm keeping this.
Okay. Start with
that.
Jim.
But we'll pass that around.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Like that. And then
video.
What is this one?
We are the best.
Three girls versus the world. A joyous, heart-swelling story of youthful rebellion.
I got no
There's
reference point.
One of
that
the single
youthful rebellion.
Best. One of the single best movies about punk. It says.
Wow.
I'm not going to read this whole thing, but it's set in Stockholm in the early 80s, and it's another like kids
wow,
band kind
amazing.
Of thing.
Yeah, this is
kind of like Sing Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and here's the actual note. Okay, so here's the note.
Linda.
Opening this up.
Okay.
First of all, the card says... All right, we're going to have to get some video out here.
Yeah, we're going to have to take a photo of this card.
The card says Nebraska Beef, and it's a guy... It's a woman, I guess, in a sash.
Yeah.
Miss Nebraska.
Just came from the 4-H show.
Holding a giant steak.
I mean, and that is a giant steak.
The All-American
it's like
choice.
A 50-pounder.
This is a very long note, guys.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not that long. We'll get through this. Gentlemen, greetings from the Grain Belt here with some synergy as my quest to jettison physical media dovetails with your open call for free stuff.
Give us physical
send
media.
Send it on over. That's a great way to
clean
know,
out your basement.
Yeah, don't
send
go
it
to Goodwill.
The suburbs. No.
This is your personal
Send
charity
it to
of
us.
Choice. Okay. Enclosed are some music-flavored DVDs for the Rock in the Suburbs Library or a long-distance donation to your local Goodwill. No. We're hanging on to this stuff.
Oh, no.
Let's see. The impetus behind this package is a film I've wanted to bring to your attention ever since your trip report from the Far East on your former podcast.
Uh-huh.
Linda, mm-hmm. is obviously based on the hit song and earworm you highlighted on the show. Oh, that's right. That's
remember
right.
that?
I do remember this now. Linda. Yeah, okay, got it. My wife has a cool gig in DC this summer, and I'll be joining her on occasion. I am currently planning on being in town during that Bad Moves Bat Fang Hopalong show. Ah. That's coming up really soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
All right, Paul. And I'm excited for my first trip to visit the 930 Club. If our paths cross, the cold adult beverages will be on me. Thanks for the great show and daily musical education. Rock onward. Paul Trapp, Omaha, Nebraska.
Our paths will cross, I can predict.
One on more that. Thing in here, but I'm not, right. I don't know what this is. Oh, it looks like
it's like some info on Linda,
yeah.
From the New York Times. Terrific. Wow, thank you, Paul. That was so amazing, man.
All right.
We're going to divvy up these DVDs and then pass them all around.
I think we are planning to go to that
show,
so this will be fantastic.
Talking to Hopalong.
I got, yeah, well, it's not confirmed yet, but we're trying.
We're working on it.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm confident. All right, excellent. Now,
fantastic.
Let's get into the new music from May.
Okay.
All right.
So I have two selections I think kind of fit with the season here. Mm-hmm. They're pretty kind of sort of bright and airy-ish kind of songs.
Yep.
And lately, I mentioned yesterday watching the Johnny Cash DVDs and all that stuff. I don't know. For lately, I've just been in this kind of country mood. Maybe it's the season, right?
Okay.
Being outdoors and all that kind of stuff. So these both have some country flavor to them. The first one's a little more what you would call maybe a folk band, but still, we know them from Asheville, North Carolina. They're called River Wireless.
Ah, yeah.
And we interviewed them on the old show. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of a folky band, often a lot of traditional instruments, things like that.
That's right.
This song, which is a single from an upcoming album, is a different flavor for them. So I'm curious to see what you think.
Okay. All right.
That's a bit of a different turn for them, isn't it?
Quite a different turn. Yeah. From what I remember, they were, you know, totally acoustic, threw a little mandolin in there, right? Mm-hmm. It was much more Asheville, you know, mountain sounding than
yes.
That's closer to the new Hopalong than it is to their old stuff.
It is kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of a little psychedelia in there too, right? A little bit of Tomorrow Never Knows kind of sounds.
Exactly, with the sort of the background stuff.
Yeah.
Can almost hear a little Credence in the rhythm too. It's very cool.
Got that kind of shuffle to it, mm-hmm. that little guitar thing that kind of drives it along. And
very interesting.
The song is called Darkness in Mind.
Darkness in Mind,
It came out, the single was released May 17th. The new album is called Kindness, a Rebel. It's their third album and it is out June 8th.
Fantastic.
So there you go.
All right. Yeah. It sounded really, really interesting. I can't wait to hear what the rest of the record sounds like.
Exactly.
That's the lead. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Now, the second one, I kind of set this up by saying country. I don't know that I would really call that country. I'm just saying that's where their roots kind of are, right? Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how we know.
Now we really are going country here. So lately, I've really been getting back into one of your favorite artists, I think, Buck Owens.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
One of my all-time favorites.
And because of the Cocaine and Rhinestones podcast where he did, was it two episodes?
Two episodes on Buck Owens and Don Rich. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was just fantastic. And to hear all the backstories on
everything.
And he's been one of my favorites for a long time as well. You familiar with Buck Owens much, Sam?
A little bit. Okay. I've only heard the name through the Rhinestone podcast.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So, the Bakersfield sound and all of that, I think Buck Owens appeals to a lot of rock fans too, because it has a lot of that same kind of energy and song structures and, the Telecaster guitars and there's sort of a bright sound to it, crank the amps up.
Yeah.
And
they used to play Chuck Berry covers a lot live. Yeah.
So there's that. Now, a disciple of Buck Owens and someone who was responsible for him having a sort of late career comeback was Dwight Yoakam.
Yes, absolutely.
Dwight Yoakam, who was probably actually my gateway artist into country music.
Oh,
because when I grew up in Ohio, Northern Ohio, country just wasn't on our radar where I lived. It just was not a thing. And it wasn't until I went to college and in the 80s, Dwight Yoakam, when he was coming out with the guitars, Cadillacs, and all that stuff, he had kind of a hipster cred.
And
we didn't call it that back then, but he had kind of a hip quality, and he sort of fit in with some of like the cowpunk stuff that was coming out, but maybe in a more traditional sense. And he was somebody I latched onto. I really liked that Guitars, Cadillacs, etc. album. And so then from then it was sort of like, then I worked sort of backwards. Oh, Buck Owens and all this stuff, right?
Right.
So, and then you Back sort of get into all these other things. Anyway, so Dwight has a new couple of singles out. Now, here's the funny thing on this. We talked about being advance singles for upcoming albums.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little different. This appears to be just like a one-off single.
Without an album coming out.
Right. At least as far as I can tell. There's nothing... It doesn't appear anything like formally announced yet, but he's going on tour this summer with Lucinda Williams and Steve Earle.
Oh, wow.
It's called the LSD Tour, by the way, which is funny for their initials, right?
I love that.
And I guess he just wanted to have something new out.
I see.
You know, some new, couple of new songs. One of the songs is co-written with Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
That's not the one I'm going to play.
Okay.
This is the other one. It's called Pretty Horses.
Pretty horses for what I have to ride. Lonely memories are where I go to hide. Empty pages are all I choose to write. That I
really nice.
That was fantastic.
Really pure.
Isn't that just a great sort of like driving around, windows down kind of song?
Really,
right?
Yeah. And I love that little organ flourish that's in there. It's so cool.
That's the like secret sauce in that song.
It's beautiful.
I think it's just a great touch.
Really, really nice. Great for Dwight, man. That's really cool to hear him.
It's cool that he can still, he's still putting stuff out, right?
Yeah. Very, very cool.
That's great. So
that's going to be a good tour to see, actually. All three of those are kind of country legends.
So there we go. That's some new music for May. And just for those of you who are keeping score, based on our conversation with April, my May playlist has 131 songs.
Okay. All right.
That would be 7 hours and 50 minutes
good
of music.
Gracious.
So. Yeah. All right. Sam has another song.
Sam
he's
does.
Gonna
I do.
Play here in a minute. First, Patrick.
Yes.
People should listen to Rock in the Suburbs
every day.
Right?
Every
and
day.
And if they get a chance, they should call in and tell us about music they like.
Give
and
us
that
a call.
Number is 612-440-1984. There you go. Several years before Sam was born.
That's right.
Many years.
Yes. Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. And what else? Oh, email us rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. And the email is important because if you do want to participate in the Year of Free Stuff, and I don't see why you wouldn't, you email us first, rock@suburbspod.com.
You
and you
do.
Say, what's the secret address where I send this stuff? And then we respond to you with the address and then you mail in the stuff, right?
That's right.
That's the process.
Yeah,
it's pretty
you,
simple.
You call 1-800, get rid of it, and they come down to your basement, get all your vinyl, pack it up, and ship it to us.
You know, that's not a bad business idea
no,
for us,
it really
right?
is a good
we'll
idea.
We'll come haul away anything music related.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff, you know, used to. It stays
better
with
if
you
weren't home at the time, but just let us take care of it.
All right. But thanks again, Paul, for the DVDs.
Oh, man.
We
Paul, have thank you so much.
Really good,
yeah.
you know, viewing ahead of us, I think.
Right. I hope we end up seeing Paul.
Absolutely. So that takes care of that. And Sam, what do you have for us from May that
well,
we should close out with here?
I'm very excited to close out with this one because I actually know a lot of the backstory with this one.
Okay.
So Lenny Kravitz has been a favorite of mine for a long time. First album I listened to was his first greatest hits album, which was, I think it must have been in the late 90s or early 2000s when that came out. And this new song he has out is called Low. And he has another album coming out, I think, later in 2018. And the song features what sounds like an impersonator doing these Michael Jackson ad-libs, you know, the whos and the hee-hees
oh,
and
yeah.
that stuff. And he was doing an interview with The Guardian, and they asked him about that, and he goes, oh, no, those were actually his ad-libs.
Oh, really?
So this goes all the way back. In 1999 to 2001, Michael Jackson was coming out with the album Invincible. And Lenny Kravitz and Michael Jackson had worked on a song together for that album, but the song was scrapped. It wasn't put on the album. And then Lenny Kravitz redid it for his 2004 album called Baptism, and he retitled it Storm. So the original song was called Another Day.
Okay.
It was retitled Storm, and it was released on Kravitz's 2004 album Baptism, and it featured Jay-Z. And then after Michael Jackson died in 2010, they re-released the song that he originally did with him in between 1999 and 2001 called Another Day. And these ad-libs that are in here have obviously been messed with, but they're from those recording sessions.
Ah, yeah. I see. So it all kind of comes full circle.
Pretty much,
that's
yeah.
neat.
All right, so the song is called Low. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We got a special.
We do.
Yes.
Exciting episode tomorrow.
Right. Tune in.
Know that I am plain to see, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want this fame to be staining my reality, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
武道館って立ってみると結構ちっちゃいんだ。
お客が入るとまた全然違うんだぜ。
今日は K のためにわざわざ来てくださった方がいるのよ。
え？
ほら、ラモーズさんとピエールさん。